Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggle the Rivalry with your host, Tavik, co-host, Ghetto G. Give me a minute. I had to refresh the soundboard. Then I'm going to begin to an intro. Because obviously the ones I picked ain't working. So, but, alright, here we go. There you go.
Full of fire, it's a riot with my pen speaking, breaking all the rules, creating my crews. It's something new to this game, a gang of sweet tools, abuse. All competitors doing this on a regular. Car back with a blast, best ever. Get better, stay better, eat, sleep, play, whatever. We got 32 multi motherfucking players, and helicopters and motorcycles ready to kill. And it's happy, very crafty graphics, make your blood spill. If you wanna battle, we can battle, keep it too real. Call the ambulance so I can detonate the blanket. Who would have thought that I'd be spitting these lyrics? Delivery is wicked, feel the fatality in your spirit. The competition they fear it. Unbelievable physics, number one up in this bitch. Don't need exclusive, let's get it, get it, get it.
It's been a long time, but you're gonna love it. To get the game on, burn a competition. You see the best in tech, back in business. Middle fingers up if you wanna get it switched up.
I got an arsenal, catch me in the whip doing 120, 360, spin out, guns out, I'm targeting. Everybody dying, blood particles flying. They call it twisted metal, I'm demonic with the iron. Shots fired, blazing, all over the pavement. Hell raising, fight your face with a razor blade shaving. On occasion, my mind don't get so. Ain't nobody better or bigger than me, the trigger flow. Trigger shows fear, fear shows you queer. Clear quicker than a gunslinger, pop off, you disappear. Head, legs, arms, red, bloody bad, break bread. Semi-automatic, cardiac, erratic, every day. Enough said, I'm sick off the chain flow. Hip-hop game of Brooklyn, murder capital. Next generation gaming, we got the attitude. Eat, sleep, play, it's a company, yo, that can't sue. Check, one, what you wanna do? Two, check, if you love twisted metal, get your motherfucking hands up.
It's been a long time, but you're gonna love it. To get the game on, burn a competition. You see the best in tech, back in business. Little fingers up if you wanna get it twisted. It's been a long time, but you're gonna love it. To get the game on, burn a competition. You see the best in tech, back in business. Little fingers up if you wanna get it twisted. It's been a long time, but you're gonna love it. To get the game on.
Hip-hop gamer, man. Twisted Metal is back, and it's crazy. Shout out to David Daffy and Scott Campbell. Eat, sleep, play. He's doing it, man.
Recognize for life.
Yeah, we back. Let's see here. Maybe up next, to give you, how about a little metal? How about Within Temptation, The Howling?
We'll be right back.
want it, got his corner right now. Falling asleep from our vanity, my concept's alive. I hear the getting closer, the hopes are sending me kill to my side. And time is running out now, coming down the hill from behind. What a waste they're killing, it's all coming down right now. From the lie that we created, I want to be awakened, so hurry right now. What a waste they're killing, it all must be falling down. From the heaven we're in, all we are is fading away.
I'm back. I said keep it up a little more metal here. Yo, Mudvayne, Severed.
Release some runs to me. You can never look back to the visions from the past. They fade, and once in time you gotta just trust me to wander around through. Then I finally walk away.
What a bullshit!
I am next. Walk into thy light.
Presence can be felt by those who have followed the epic saga as told by the insane clown posse. It is a presence that is synonymous with the crumbling of time itself. Thus emerges a being so powerful that he can exist between both the land of the living and that of the dead. He goes by many names, but is known to the living only as the Wraith. Walks upon worlds forgotten and descends from heavens faded to gray to witness the death of all mortal things so that he may guide the departed upon the path that they have chosen.
Shangri-La.
Here is the story of the path to Shangri-La, the Six Jokers card. Only now will we truly understand the meaning of the saga. For this saga all along, each Joker's card is actually none other than the echo of our lives.
Hurry up, go fast. I can't believe they're still having it. How about I get my butt in there right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the sensational and amazing Carnival of Carnage. They said it just happened. They said it wouldn't last.
Dark and wicked, this way comes,
this way comes.
We told of oddities crawling from the dark, in a carnival which weakened all the law. I swim upon the street, and I can tell you this, I see some circus juggalo shit going on. People drawn together by rare and scrummy music, and we even gather once a year to put it down.
Don't understand.
I send bagels via punching clear across the stadium in fashion only fucking juggalos could ever demand. I got ninjas in my backyard wearing anybody killer paint. I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on?
What the fuck is going on?
And I see the platinum on the wall and I realize the carnival's been right here all along, so let's bring it on.
Yeah.
And we are back. And since it's still just me, up next, how about Sleepwalker?
Welcome, everyone. Nate, it's good to see you back. People, we have a new member today. I'd like you to meet him. He's going to stand up and tell us what's going on with him and what he wants to change about himself, if you will.
Hello, everybody. My name is Violent J, and I'm an axe murderer.
Okay, now, remember, we all have similar problems, and that's why we're all here, to help each other work them out.
Well, I just hope you guys don't think I'm crazy, but,
okay, I will tell you if you don't tell no one now. Think I have a problem and I probably could you tell. You know the midnight killer that's been all over TV. I'm not totally sure, but I think it could be me. Something happens to me when I'm sleeping in the night. Wake up in my backyard with a shovel and a knife. Filling up a hole again, a tug of 32. I know all my dreams of murder probably all are true. I choke him, kill him, stab him, right. Choke him, kill him, and sleep right through the night. Choke him, kill him, stab him, right. Choke him, kill him, and sleep right through the night. Walk around my neighborhood in slippers and my sweat. Snoring loud and muffling, I'm steady squeezing men. Never have to worry about traffic or the cops. All I have to do is stay away from donut shops. I remember Miffy playing in kindergarten class. Wasn't quite a killer, yet I'd only beat the man. Never very popular, but tin with point and stare. That's why I bring the knife when we leave that shit right there. I choke him, kill him, stab him, right. Choke him, kill him, and sleep right through the night. Choke him, kill him, stab him, right.
I think, well, I hope it's like all bigots and Richies that I'm killing, but probably an occasional innocent bystander every now and then.
Well, that's okay, we all make mistakes, but are you absolutely sure that it's even you doing these killings?
The more I think about it, more I see that it could be. Every time I meet a girl and bring her home with me. Wake up in the morning, there's no sign of my sweetheart. Yet I see another hole that's dug up in my yard. Denny's all night murders and the king goes killing spree. Missing Sunday paper, boys, I can't believe it's me. I'm the only one from summer camp that made it home. Could this be what's really going on? Let me sleep on it. I choke him, kill him, stab him, right. Choke him, kill him, and sleep right through the night. Naked underneath the moon. Every morning I wake up and check if I've been gone. Muddy boots and steak and shake food wrappers on my lawn. I cannot imagine just to think what I have done. Sat there eating chili fries and slaughtered everyone. Tried to see a hypnotist and get inside my head, but woke up and found that bitch dead. Because I choke him, kill him, stab him, right. Choke him, kill him,
kill him, stab him, right. Choke him, kill him, stab him, right. Choke him, kill him, sleep right through the night. I choke him, kill him, stab him, right. Choke him, kill him, sleep right through the night. I choke him, kill him.
damn, dog. What the fuck is taking so long?
Man, I'm mad for
the man, your boy needs to hurry the fuck up, dog.
Hey, hey, here comes Nah, dog. Just chill out for a second.
What up, y'all? Hey, my cousin want to know if he can ride the conies with us. Is that cool? Damn, man, we already packed in this bitch, man. Hell no. Nah. Come on, man. We got mad room. Jay, man, you scoot your fat ass over.
Man, fuck you. It's hey, like man, just tell him, come on, man. Let's go. What the fuck, man?
All right, bet.
Hey, Chief!
Come on!
Dog, if we... Oh, shit. Look at this motherfucker.
Oh, hell no.
Hey, come on, man. You gotta scoot way the fuck over, money. Come on, man.
Right.
What up, y'all? Y'all showed all the bomb for letting me ride. I sure am hungry. Y'all can scoot down a little bit. Let me pinch off in this back seat, Big T style. All right, y'all. Let's see.
Hi, y'all. Be back up next. You know what? Since we just heard some fucking monoxide and Madrox and that shit, y'all, here we go with Twisted. Wasted.
Man, I was so drunk last night. I was drinking shots off this fine young Kendall. Motherfucker, that was me.
Monoxide!
I'm gone, buddy.
You gone, buddy.
I mean that I can't even feel my lips like I'm rude. But they wanna get me down and I can't even take her home. When they go to my girl, keep blowing up my phone. Hand me the Dixie cup in a Red Bull, and I'ma mix it up with something special to make your head go. I just found a fucking jar of weed in my car. I be rolling it and smoking it till I'm up in the Coleman, and hopefully I control the speed. I'm flaming new and opening. Give a fuck about the way, cause I got to open the boat again. I'm on the potion bins, please put all the motion in. It's fucking with my focus in. I really need to see who the fuck it is I'm smoking with. She's asking me what I wanna do and I'm hoping it, but I'm too gone for this.
I didn't hear that ain't wrong. Give me Molly and Balloon.
Tell me who won, I can stand, cause I showed up drunk. Got a wet bar in the back of my truck.
Crown Point, Crystal Head, Seagram's Gin, Boone's Farm, Cold Guts.
Get your cup and shut the fuck. We bout to party up and sip and chug and drink until somebody pass out or throw up. Bubble guts, I'm finna spew. How many drinks you had tonight? Bartender said that 32 will slur your speech and blur your sight. 36, I have you super pissed and looking for a fight. And 50, leave you holding the toilet puking for dear life. I grip the grass on my ass, don't fall off the fucking planet. I'm drunk as ever, was drunk plastic, bitch. Don't understand it, I can't stand it, stand up. About to piss, I'm pissy drunk. Pour the rest of my liquor up in the 20 sippy cup. Sip it slow and finish up. Ain't no quitter, listen up. Party pause, but it's back on the very second I wake up.
I done hit that ain't wrong.
Give me Molly and Balloon.
Gang up on that bone rip.
Like it isn't a clear shit.
Come with us and then get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and then get our dress.
See how wasted we can get.
Still higher than fuck. Man, I must have went to sleep with a hell of a buzz. Get twisted with Twisted. It was ridiculous. Went to sleep with a thick bitch. Woke up with syphilis. Nasty in every sense of the word. Walking in the Waffle House about as high as a bird. But back up off me, cause I might puke. And there ain't no telling what I might do. I'm just like you, you're just like me.
Is he on some kind of pill?
I just might be.
The room's spinning, I think it's time to go.
Give me a couple seconds and I might blow.
I'm eating Jerry Bears until I'm barely there. Tripped my nuts off, landed in some chick's derriere. Me and my hash rig make a scary pair. Stabbing globs on the skillet, got these fairies scared. Yeah, I'm purple hash, wasted, met this junkie hoe. Katrina left the party at her man's. She got drunk and stole the Beamer. I looked her in the eyes, said get comfy, ho, Luina. Then we slid through the hood, vaping, bumping, funky, cold Medina. Jack, bitch.
And it don't stop.
Yeah.
how wasted we can get.
Come with us and they get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Give me a jug of that crown, guns of that down. What's up on the rope? Well, I'm choking on that now. Tell by the feeling in my stomach, any little more something, I'll be slumping, I'll be hugging on that ground.
LA.
Yeah, hey, you can tell that I'm stumbling, I know how to act now. Had a few too many, bugging to act out, drunk off my ass, like I ain't fucking sat down. That blurred vision, I'm on one and I'm lifted. Hit the dank mix with that drink like Mad Mono, I'm twisted. And I'm gone, not contemplating one conversation. Had too much drink, fuck on my face, I'm wasted.
Ladies and gentlemen, blaze your dead, homie.
We're wasted, tipsy and wasted. Bitch, pop a molly and get naked. You can be my guest on the special. We on a DMT with an alien. Let's get drunk, C-double. Talk a little shit, I wanna start a lot of trouble. Burn trees, in these high speed. Wanna see everybody turning green.
Molly, that ain't drunk.
Give me molly and balloon. See how wasted we can get.
Homie, let's get wasted. Pull it down the hatch and watch me turn into a spaceship. Sipping on this liquor got me lifted. Talking to a volleyball, I'm twisted. Pull a pop cup full of vodka in the console. My head hurts like Daryl hit me with the crossbow. I saw Mono passing bottles like he's Rondo. Janie hit the bourbon like a savage, call him macho. Kush in the air, roaches in the ashtray. Life ain't fair, drinking on a rampage. Cops ain't there, so we swear. Swerving in the fast lane, I don't care. Slow motion like a Max Payne. In the murder bucket, straight loaded. Naked bad bitches in the backseat folded. Our team's winning, it don't matter if they hate this. Laughing at your bitch, we're fucking wasted.
Hot and that ain't drunk.
Give me Molly and balloon.
Gang up on that bone rip.
Like it isn't a trip, shit.
Come with us and they get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and they get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Michigan, ratchets all around me. OG White Kush got the whole room cloudy. Smelling like a pound of that shit when we walk up in the place. Me and Trevor G taking grand blunts to the face. Chugging Molly cocktails, I'm on my Molly gang shit. Fucked up at the hotel, still there ain't a bitch I can't hit. Got crossed eye balls, I can barely see where I am going. Got two Xanax bars in my body, now my heart rate is slowing. But I'm knowing I'll be alright, I do this all the time. I actually live the life I rap about in every one of these rhymes. That's twisted, they'll tell. I'm a crazy motherfucker, abominations to her every night. Lil White was slightly drunker, ha ha.
Man, hell yeah, you right, Lil White. Now roll the motherfucking blood, I'm gonna pour this motherfucking crown, we get wasted.
Molly, if that ain't drunk.
Give me Molly and balloon.
Gang up on that bone rip.
Like it isn't a trip, shit.
Come with us and they get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and they get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Jibber jabber about to say you this or that. Well, me, I'm only spitting facts. It's Rick the teaming up a twist of twist and nothing but the business. Getting lifted, we malicious. You not smoking, that's suspicious. Writing rhymes of hieroglyphics. Mushroom brownies hit delicious. And that ass to kick that ass, kid.
I'm losing my mind.
But when the winter look, oh fuck it, I'll just cook up some more crack. Drinking vodka out the bucket makes your heroin a smack. You're getting sober, that's hilarious. The joke of the year. After a taste of getting wasted, I made it my career.
Give me Molly and balloon.
Gang up on that bone rip.
Like it isn't a trip, shit.
Come with us and I get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and I get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Twisted off of Jack Daniels in that purple haze. Here we go again, I'm fucking retarded from that Xanax, that Vicodin, that cocaine and Bacardi.
we go again, I'm fucking up again. I'm alienating my family and my closest friends. I'm wasting, feeling out of place, and I'm falling so hard, so hard, I'm on my face again. Puffing that green shit, sipping that green shit, smoking like a lunatic, I feel like I'm on again.
Somebody get the paramedics over here, please. This nigga doesn't have a pulse. Somebody call 911, please. Oh, damn.
I'm in the King's room.
Give me Molly and Balloon.
King of all them on rip.
Bike it up in a trip shit.
Come with us and get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Come with us and get our trip.
See how wasted we can get.
Hey, we're back. What up, ghetto?
Could have sworn Chris was running the show.
Why is that?
Long-ass songs.
I mean, shit. I mean, you know, nobody called in or tuned in. I figured I'd play long-ass tracks and I'll watch fucking bits and pieces of The Walking Dead.
Didn't you already watch it once?
I missed bits and pieces.
How the fuck did you miss it? What the fuck were you doing?
Oh, I had to go down to my cousin's house for a fucking to give her a cigarette.
You'd be like, bitch, you wait until The Walking Dead's over.
You know what's funny, man? Which I noticed, there's probably people out there who did not notice this. The song Straight Out the Gate from Tech N9ne featuring Surge. The track itself features Chris Calico. The video, on the other hand, only has Tech and Surge.
Does he do a verse in?
Surge?
No, Calico.
Yeah. He has it says featuring Surge and Chris Calico.
I don't hearing him on that song.
Well, apparently he's a part of the track. But he's not a part of the video.
Oh, well.
On his verse up in this shit. Chris Calico.
Come on now. He's just doing some vocals in there, man. Doesn't really need to be in the video.
Yeah, but he had Surge in the video. So why not throw Chris up in there with him?
That's because he ain't never did a video with him before. Calico's in every fucking video.
That's true.
You know, he really wanted to do a song with him. He finally got a song with him, so... may as well do the fucking video with him in there.
Yeah, I guess so. Hello, ghetto man. What did you think of Tara?
Who?
Tara.
The random person that was on The Walking Dead?
Uh-huh.
That she was a lesbian?
You thought she was a lesbian?
That's what she is on the show.
Damn, I didn't even know that.
Because she was talking about some girl that played her or something. She wasn't really into girls and shit. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. I didn't even know that.
And then for some reason, everybody loves the governor and they want to have sex with him. I don't understand.
Yeah, this is true.
Can you tell me why that is?
Fuck if I know.
And shit, man, he went from having a beard and long-ass hair to short hair, no beard, real quick.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wish I can cut my hair and all that real quick.
I think they all do now. I think we all do, I should say that. But, I don't know, man. I think it was even funnier. The action figures they came out for the governor, it's kind of retarded because it has two heads.
And what's the second head?
The eye patch.
What's the first one?
And with both eyes.
Oh. Well, see, yeah, that makes sense. Why is that weird?
The fact that people actually like him and they decide to make a looking action figure of him and give him two heads.
It's mainly because it's the next series of shit and they were putting out more of the people. You know, they had like Rick and Shane and all them to start with and shit.
Yeah, but I don't think Rick or Shane had two fucking heads.
It's because they never changed.
That's not true, because he had Rick that he had Shane that came back as a Walker.
Yeah, and I think they have a Walker Shane.
Probably.
I mean, they got the fucking governor's kid as an action figure. They got Merle, they got Daryl, they got Glenn, Andrea. Do they have a Dale one? I don't even know if they have Dale.
Oh, what do you think of the new game they came out with? The Walking Dead game of the year.
It's the first time I've seen it. But apparently it's coming out Tuesday.
Yeah.
Way to advertise the game. Once. So I'm taking it got to be the second part to that first one that they put out there.
Yep.
Because it got that little girl in there and shit, and it's probably the same little girl that was in that last one. But I never played that first one.
I haven't either.
Because I never knew if it was going to be any good or not or whatever. But I played that next Walking game, Walking Day. I can't even talk. That Walking Dead game that they put out with Daryl and Merle in it.
You mean,
Survival Instinct.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's a fun game to play, but, you know, there's really not much to it.
True. They even have a Walking Dead Collector's Edition.
Of what?
PS3. Of the,
They have Walking Dead PlayStation 3?
It's a Collector's Edition one. Apparently it looks like the... I don't know what the fuck's in it, because it doesn't show you what the fuck's in it, or tell you.
Okay, then.
Collector's Edition of the Game of the Year. Let me see what it's supposed to come with it. Doesn't even
so
tell
I guess
you.
They got that. They got the game we just mentioned.
Yep. what's even funnier is the fact that, you know, like, you expect for the new game, you know, The Walking Dead, you know, coming out on Tuesday, you know, to be like fucking expensive as all fuck, like, you know, like $60. If you go to Amazon, they got it for $30.
Yeah, it's probably going to be like $40.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell?
Because the one I bought was only $40 or whatever, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, but when I get
$40 or $50, that one was.
Oh, this one's dirty. Up on Amazon.
What, brand new?
Yeah.
Well, that's probably how much it's going to be in all stores then.
So, I'll probably end up getting this on Friday when I get paid.
Might want to buy the first one.
I'll buy all three.
Well, only those two go together.
Oh, yeah, but either way.
You could buy the other one, though, but, you know, you could beat that real fucking quick.
I'm trying to find the other one on Amazon, but they ain't got it.
They got it in GameStop and shit. You can look here.
Since somebody's in the chat room, I'm going to close out the chat room.
I thought you said, since somebody's in the chat room, I'm going to close out the chat room.
Nah, bud.
Because that makes perfect sense.
Oh, yeah. Walking Dead. Yeah, death.
Death?
Yeah, instead of a fucking D, I put an F. Walking Death.
Oh.
Must be a new game.
Yeah. Created by Havoc.
There we go. The Walking Dead, a Telltale Games series. Have that pre-owned for $17.99, which means that'll probably be cheaper in the fucking store.
No, not necessarily. Because that Walking Dead game used is like $20. And you can go buy it at Target brand new for $20.
True.
I'm like, what the fuck is that about?
Walking Dead.
So for the, yeah, there you go, man. You can go do your Black Friday shopping at GameStop, since they're gonna have they're gonna have that deal again on every product in the store of buy two get one free.
I can do that, and I can just, you know, and I can just get all the Walking Dead games.
There you go. See, you can save yourself some money. Because all pre-owned items in the store are going to be buy two, get one free.
Well, yeah, but since The Walking Dead, the new Walking Dead is not going to be pre-owned, though.
Well, there's that problem, too.
Okay, so apparently...
Well, the other two you can get.
So apparently, the Walking Dead Collector's Edition comes with Collector's Edition box, of course.
Is this for the new one?
I think so.
Man, these people that put out these Walking Dead games, man, they advertise like I do. Very poorly.
Yeah. Caesar's going to have the game case, game disc, and the Walking Dead Compendium 1, featuring exclusive Curly Adlord cover art and over 1,000 pages collecting the first 48 issues of Robert Kirkman's award-winning comic book series.
Damn, you get the whole comic book series when you buy that game.
Yeah, and it is for the new game, for the new one.
How much is that?
$70. Well, on GameStop, on the website for GameStop anyways, it's $70.
$70 for a game and all those comic books. It's a pretty good deal.
Hell yeah. Well, I mean, considering the fact what Amazon wants for that shit.
How much does they want?
$150.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, here we go. For new, it starts off with, there's about 14 fucking things, like offers for new, like $150, $149, $136, $115, $228, $250.
Damn.
Then you go to the used section. Starts off with $49.99 plus $3.99 shipping. Plus $3.99 shipping, and then $110 plus $3.99 shipping.
Fucking shipping.
Yeah, I'll probably could have down some dead shit.
Yeah, there's a bunch of games I want. There's a bunch of games I want to play, but I still got games sitting here I still haven't beat. I fucking just started that God of War 2.
Damn. I think it's funny how Carl doesn't listen to anybody, even his own father.
Man, they bring back the fucking governor and he takes over the whole fucking episode.
Yeah, like what the fuck?
Don't see anybody else except him. And then he falls in his own zombie pit.
Yeah, with the little girl.
Yeah, traumatizing her for life.
And I'm pretty sure she was already traumatized.
Well, you know, from bashing her grandfather's face in to seeing the zombies, to falling in the hole, to see them rip their fucking heads off.
Ripping their throats out.
Yeah, what the fuck was that? I wish I was that strong, just rip their fucking throat out. So now there's going to be a whole nother fucking camp.
Yeah, it's the same camp, technically.
No, it ain't. It's a whole bunch of new people, it looks like.
Nope.
Says he killed everybody else.
Well, he didn't kill everybody, because...
he killed all of them, except for that black guy and like Mexican guy or whatever the fuck.
And that one white chick.
Whoever the fuck that is.
I don't know, but half of his old crew will be a part of the new camp with the new episode.
Why the hell are they helping him?
I think they were more looking to save the little girl than him.
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
Oh, yeah, by the way, I tagged you.
Well, tampon tag, you're it.
That one on tampon tug.
I didn't say you wanted it, but you caught it anyway.
We'll find what I tagged you in.
The fuck did you tag me in?
Maybe it's on this page.
You don't even know what you tagged me in?
It'll probably be on your page anyways. Let me go to your page.
I can't even believe you don't even know what you tagged.
That didn't even show up on your page. What the fuck? I'll go to Allie's page. It should be there.
Why would it be on her page? What the fuck is this?
It was like something about tagging which friends, you know, that would be by your side during like the zombie apocalypse.
Oh yeah, Allie would be by your side.
If I tagged her, I tagged you, I tagged The Undertaker, I tagged Sheamus, Brodus Clay, Mark Henry.
Really?
And the Great Khali as well.
Oh yeah, because he'll do so much.
Exactly. He'll be the distraction for the zombies.
He'll be snagging on for a while.
Yeah. Which is exactly why I tagged in fucking Mark Henry and Brodus Clay as well.
What the hell? Did tag anybody real? Like, that you know?
I thought about tagging Chill into it, but then I was like, nah, fuck it.
Chill. That dude is very strange.
Yeah. Maybe I should leave the Spanish version of this shit, of this page. Oh. But I end up getting confused.
Man, my damn Facebook page told me I can't like any more fucking pages. It says each page can like 5,000 things or whatever. I got like 7,000 something or other. And now it's a problem that I can't like anymore.
It's, I don't know, that's a Latino version. That's a Portugal version. Walking Dead.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I ended up liking all the pages, including the again, Spanish ones, the fucking Turkey ones.
Why?
I don't know, man. I got bored. So I just tagged them both. Where the fuck is that damn question at? Unless they fucking took it down. Definitely they took it down.
I gotta say that Shelby, man, if she was here, man, she'd be in the box a lot, yo.
Yes, she would.
She says every fucking word that is annoying as fuck.
Poor Daryl. Yes. Oh, let's see, I found some trivia up on here from November 12th. It says, did you know that Norman Reedus, a.k.a. Daryl, played Judas in Lady Gaga's Judas music video?
Oh, God.
Now you see why I said, poor Daryl.
Yeah.
A video with them. I think it's time I delete Malachi McCoury off my page.
Why?
Maybe because of the fact I just went past one of his posts and it says, so freaking horny right now, what the fuck, LOL, TMI, I'm sure, but damn. I think it's time I delete his ass.
Just because he said he was horny?
Yes.
Wow.
I'm sorry, but I don't need to know about a dude being horny.
You know, just for that, I'm going to post that one day.
Yeah,
just
no.
Just to see if
you'll
believe me.
And I think The Walking Dead fucking took down that question. What the hell?
Fucking bitches.
Yeah. After I tagged people in it, including the great Khali and The Undertaker and Sheamus.
Maybe that's why they took it down, man. You put great Khali in there.
Probably.
So see that, man, you and Rabbit can talk, man. She got a Walking Dead what was that, like a beer holder. And you got a Walking Dead mug.
Unfortunately, she's a fan of fucking Corp Circus, so I don't ever see me talking to her ever again.
So she's been a fan of Corp Circus as long as we've known her.
Yeah. I still want to ask her why.
Because she gets free stickers.
Fuck your free stickers. That's an absolutely horrible fucking group.
Yeah. And then you got all the Canadians with those pictures, too. Like, what is wrong with them people?
I don't even know.
Canadians, man, they're into weird shit.
Yep. Yep, I lost that shit. But that's a fucking comment saying on fucking Rabbit's fucking post saying alcoholic.
Why?
Yeah. Why not?
I think she already knows that.
She probably does, but it's always a fun thing to point it out to her again.
Why? So she can delete your comments again?
Yeah, she probably would.
She did before.
Yeah, I remember that. I think looking for it. Fuck out of here. I'm going to stick my french fries into my Tostitos cheese dip and eat.
Cheese dip?
Yep. I mean, I usually use it for, like, making macaroni and cheese, but I didn't do that this time.
Oh, darn.
Hey, it's great with French fries too. And there's Tara. It's well, nice sis.
What?
And there's
did
Tara.
Did you say the cheese has nice tits?
Hell nah. But if I ever say cheese has nice tits, that would just be extremely fucking weird.
Because you've been tripping on some ass.
I probably have been. Now, I said Tara. You know, the random chick with the gun to the governor's head. Old face.
Chick ain't even hard, man.
Got nice titties.
Whatever you say. It's like this random black chick we saw out at Big Lots today, man. Me and my mom were both like, damn. This damn girl had some big ass thighs and shit, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah, I saw that fucking set. I saw that set you posted.
Yeah, dude, I thought it was just like her pants or something, but her fucking legs were big as fuck. I was like, damn. my mom's like, yeah, man, black people like them big old asses and shit. But yeah, man, that girl was just boom out there.
Good. I mean, does she at least look good?
I don't know. She looked all right. I didn't really see her. I just noticed that, though.
But you know what? Since you mentioned acid.
Well, I've been tripping for 10 hours on 3 hits of liquid microdot.
On acid.
Man, what this folks do to us anyway, man?
Getting chased around the car by some midgets in the parking lot.
I'm on acid.
Hey, is there a minute coming over here?
Seen Doritos through a tree, a million spiders after me.
I'm on acid.
Oh, come on, I bet he can't eat just one.
I'm running around having a fit on myself, I'm about to shit.
I'm on acid.
Man, I gotta get to a toilet, dog.
Just you imagine feeling all calm, then all of a sudden your fingers get numb. Feet are freezing, what is the season? Where are we at and why are we leaving? Trees are shrinking, turning plants to roots and roots back into season. Clouds are changing, coming at me, different directions. Now I'm freaking, toes are raking, body shaking. Man, I thought it was some crack. Called the fire department, told them I had a flame up on my back. This is crazy, plus the navel, razors dancing on the table. There's a horse, we got a horse, yeah we do, and I've seen the stable. Quit the flogging, I ain't flogging, got a beat in who you're talking to. I'm talking to you, talking to me, listening, cause I am you and I have to. Be kinda smart to even catch that. I might be tripping, but the pippin', gripping, gotta spit that with no expectancy. I made a party from a robbery, accidentally kicked and tripped the thief when he had ran by me. Fuck police, we gon' send his district here to LSD. 50 shot of purple micro dot, you will be gone a week. 20/20 vision blurred and can't even feel the syrup.
I'm on acid.
Man, I can't believe this stuff's stronger than that syrup.
I can smoke a pound of troll, drink myself under the floor.
I'm on acid.
I can't even feel none of these beers, man, my eyes ain't red.
Put the straw up to your nose, take the blow straight to your dome.
I'm on acid.
I don't even mess with that snob, dog, I'm tripping.
You passing down in my front yard, throwing up authentic bars.
I'm on acid.
Look like you took about 1 2 minute in pills.
Well, I'm wishing I was sober, feel the shit from head to shoulders. This ain't even halfway over, it's the part I'm waiting to show you. Laughing long time like hyenas, laugh a long time at hyenas. In the can or out the can, they still look like a can of penis. I'm the meanest, acid taking, downtown cracker on the mic. Tanked off cranking, got you thinking, good trip gon' turn to a fright. Bubble popping, trails I'm watching, floating across the fucking room. A dog came in the den and made a mess and didn't ask for the broom. Now I'm about to hit the sack, cause I can't take this shit no more. Relax my mind, take a deep breath and let my head sink in pillow. Take a 7 hour nap, wake up 7 minutes later. This the greatest drug the 70s has ever fucking gave us. Yes, it's major, don't be playing. When you drop it, it will hit you. If it's gel caps or liquid micro dot, yes, I'm with you. And I'm flipping across the road, visual contact, lightning glow. The spaceship I'm flying, landed in the bay, I have to go. By now I'm weak in some pain, and my body's feeling drained.
I'm on acid,
man, I feel like I can't even walk no more.
Coming down off of my trip, and my skin's about to rip.
I'm on acid,
I can feel my hands hurting.
I'll probably sleep till Thursday, and it's only Sunday.
I'm on acid,
can't wait to hit my bed, man.
Waking up on that Thursday to have another Saturday.
I'm on acid,
man, I can't wait till I find all that shit.
Hey, we're back.
Shit, I wish I could go to sleep on Sunday and wake up on Thursday.
I wish I could go to sleep on Thursday, on fucking Sunday, wake up on Saturday. At least Friday.
Sure. Just gotta make it sound better than mine, huh?
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. Friday is a fucking payday. And I'm off Saturday.
And then there's a lot going on Sunday.
Yeah, man. Of course there is. You got, Survivor Series.
And you got The Walking Dead. And you got Rich and Snow the Prodigal going to be here.
Hell yeah. And you got Turning Point on Thursday.
This Thursday or next Thursday?
This Thursday.
We're talking about fucking Sunday, man. Because it's shit about Thursday.
I think it's this Thursday anyways. And poor Midwesterners. And that poor Midwesterners.
Why?
Because they just don't seem to have any luck at all.
Why?
Well, because of it, Oklahoma had that big ass tornado, and now this year they had even more tornadoes. They just don't catch a break, do they? Oh well.
He said, "Oh well." Well, you brought it up. You brought it up like you cared.
Well, I mean, if we're lucky, maybe Justin Bieber would have been part of that shit, and you know, died.
We could never be so lucky.
Yes, it's true. It'd be even better if fucking Lil Wayne got caught up in that shit and died.
Oh, yes.
Well, we ain't that lucky.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, it would be. They got some really... Looks like 5 matches for fucking Turning Point.
Probably all the same matches we've seen a million times.
Well, there's one match I think me and you are going to both be rooting for Mr. Anderson for.
Him versus Bully Ray.
Yep. And if Anderson wins, the Aces and Eights have to separate.
Well, he's probably going to lose then.
Yep. And if Bubba Ray wins, Anderson has to leave TNA.
Oh, no. I'm okay with either of those.
And then you got Samoa Joe versus Magnus in a Falls Count Anywhere match.
What, is he going to fight all the people that he was cool with?
No, it's for the first round of the tournament for the vacant World Heavyweight Championship.
Well, I'm saying he fought Sting. Nice fighting Samoa Joe.
And then one of those people planning to fight in Kurt Angle. And then, of course, you guys got James Storm versus Bobby Roode in a bull rope match.
Well, that's going to be gay.
And then the best match of them all, if it even happens. Abyss versus Joseph Park.
Aww.
Yeah, fucking Joseph Park fucking challenged Abyss to a fucking match.
Oh my god. Man, I gotta see that.
Hell yeah. Man, it's this Thursday too. So get ready for it.
That's the only thing that sounds interesting. Wow. That was almost... It's probably going to be as bad as whenever Mick Foley interviewed himself on TNA.
Probably. I think Joseph Park should make a stipulation saying that if he loses, he will never show up ever again, and it'll just be the best.
Yeah. But yeah, that just proves that they've run out of ideas.
Yeah. And when you have to have yourself a self versus self match. Yeah.
Wonder who the hell they're gonna have be Abyss.
I have no idea. Probably Foley.
Yeah, right. He's not tall enough.
Yeah, he's too out of shape to do a fucking black hole slam.
Or anything.
Perfect.
What?
I said she's horrific. You know, since we were on Technon earlier, straight at the gate, I think I should play that track.
I guess we're going to have to hear it now. Straight out the gate.
Let's try to find it again. Fuck, did I put that shit at?
Wow.
But all these tracks are still out of fucking order.
Not get your funny. Shit together.
I don't want to be able to do that. I could do so. There we go.
Together we are a powerful force, as one mind, body, and soul. Let no evil enter, nor attempt to reduce us, because of the beliefs we hold. And with this love, combined with our strength, we ward off pain and stress. Technician I am, wholeheartedly, in life.
Okay, I get it, I'm an nepo and freak of nature. But the pen is gonna heat the paper. Was a problem in the incubator. Mama, dad was the creature maker. I never need the shaker. The beat from tape word the teacher later. Now you're the piece of awakener. I don't think the streets are safer. My misery seeping through my delivery. Bitter, we givers and they keep my figures. Don't try to nigger me. The grave digger is hither. He is no kidder. See, consider the dark energy. Center be inner me. Black diamonds all around, calling all the down definites. You saw the clown and now stepping with that tall amount of big fucking shit. Ooh, three times, my people they knowin' that G-fines. From the people are loving in that T9. He rhyme and make a beeline. They drop the hate, may drop the grace. They drop the break if they don't pay off the cake. Stay out my face, you don't want me to lay out the fake. Flip the stick to praise, I relate. Then I'm incredible straight out the gate.
On Technina, evil brain angel heart, I remain in the dark and anointed. Yeah. What's holy, they console me when they know we sin. Got a hold of me while they let go of me, I'm double jointed. Yeah. I'm wicked and I represent the sickness. While you fraudulent, feeling I'm falling, offending the Father. I'll place you in the deepest, darkest part of us. There's nobody but you, and without any food and no agua. Yeah. I'm blacking the sun on you bitches, fat in a dozen and ditches. Yapping is one of your glitches, halted. The cracking has come with the quickness, backing them, plundering chicks and laughing. Your dummy shook with exalted. Tech 9, fuck the industry, independence, we enemies to them and he that's blind. The champ is here, the vamp is near, hunting you heathens, hella hungry and I'm amped this year.
We are the darkness but we're leaving, we are the gods that are deceiving.
Their sons and daughters wanna be martyrs, believing in my heart and it's young. All I got is my balls and wrapping my paws that y'all want me to fall, call and crash. Suckers hate it, now they crawling back at some tallest shack and I'm always up.
as they melt. Everyone screams help.
Then only one Kingsfeld when telling all survivors, welcome to something else.
And we're back.
I'm breaking in the colored house.
Oh, yeah.
Jennifer.
Who?
Melly.
What? The fuck are you saying?
Yeah. You know, stinky. You know, the one, the hippie, they don't shower.
It's not very nice, man.
I'm always sad because of the fact she posted up someone saying, lots of thankful posts going on. So I would like to take the time to thank some stuff too, because Thanksgiving is next week.
Well, I will be not doing that.
How would I be doing that here?
I will not be thanking anybody in my Facebook status.
Or I could put a post saying, I will thank Chill once he finally starts fucking sending me all these damn fucking invites.
What the hell game is it?
25 questions.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Damn motherfucking keep sending me that shit. Like, goddammit.
Just block it.
And I couldn't find, man, they wouldn't even let me block it. I was trying to find it so I could block it.
All I got to do is click the little X or whatever and put block app.
I'm going to search for this damn game and see that way I can get rid of it.
No, I mean on the invite that he sent you.
Yeah, they wouldn't let me do that.
All I did was made it fucking disappear. When I go to it to plug in, like, search for it, then it pop up. So why the fuck is it? How the fuck is he finding this shit and fucking inviting me to it?
I don't know.
Nope. Let's go smoke a cigarette.
Yay.
If I'm lucky, maybe the skunk will finally be gone.
The what?
Skunk.
Skunk?
Yeah, bud. I was outside earlier fucking having a cigarette and a fucking skunk came out of nowhere.
There you go. You could just spray him with your nasty ass.
Man, if I could, I would've.
You can. And you could've.
Unfortunately, I don't think my fumes will reach that far.
Man, I think you can take out your whole block.
What, power up my entire block?
Power up?
Yeah. And with all the guests that I get, I have, we don't need a will. I'm going to take me a bottle of water with me. So that way if I see a skunk, I'm just going to start throwing water at it.
Oh, yeah, so it can spray you. Yeah, that's smart.
Well, I could have just thrown a bottle of water at its head.
Oh, yeah, that's going to make it run away. It'll just spray you and then run away. I believe the skunk holds the upper hand here.
Yeah, probably. Hopefully he's not there.
He's probably out there chilling, waiting for you.
Probably.
Then you have to go take a. Then you have to go take a tomato bath.
So far, no skunk.
Man, you just stepped outside. What the fuck?
Yeah, I made sure to fucking peek my head out first.
Man, it's fucking nighttime, and the skunk is black.
And white.
Like that makes a difference.
Yeah, sure it does. Because you get bound to see the white stripe first. The thing ain't in the fucking doghouse.
I think doghouse?
Yes.
Who has a dog?
Not us. But, yeah, we have a doghouse anyway.
You have a doghouse, but you don't have a dog.
Exactly.
Do you sleep in it?
Fuck no. I can't fit in that shit. Even if I tried.
So, why do you have a doghouse?
Because mom feeds. Because there's a cat that roams around that my mom feeds. And instead of leaving the food out on the driveway and shit, she puts it in the doghouse and. Also, that way the cat has like some shelter from like the fucking rain or snow and wind.
And random animals show up.
Yeah, like my neighbor's dog who keeps coming over here and eating the fucking cat food.
See? That's like around here, man. They used to put cat food outside and shit and used to get all the damn neighborhood cats and shit. Speaking of which, all the neighborhood cats are pretty much gone now. What the fuck?
Maybe the Walking Dead got to them.
No, I think the neighbors gave their cats to some place or some shit. They're probably dead now.
Probably. They probably gave it to the Chinese.
No, not the Chinese, like a shelter place or whatever.
Yeah, and then they gave them to the Chinese.
Mainly because the lady that lives across the street is a fucking crackhead.
I believe it.
And she grows weed in her garage. She always claims she can't take care of her animals, so she just gave them away.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So it's like,
choose the weed over the animal.
She never goes anywhere.
Not even for food?
Not really.
I think it's funny how my ex-neighbor who used to live on the other side of, well, at the house that's next to me. Doesn't even live there anymore, but yet their fucking basement light's still on.
How long has it been on for?
I have no clue. I just now noticed this.
Well, I sure hope it hasn't been on since they left.
I think it has.
Why don't you go see if they're down there?
They ain't down there. Cause I see them like most of the time anyways. You know, at my fucking job. They got fucking Section 8 and they moved out.
That's it.
Funny that their fucking basement light's still on, but the rest of the house is dark.
Ooh.
I sure as hell hope they don't have to keep fucking paying for that fucking electric bill.
Well, they don't live there no more. What the fuck do they care?
That's true, but still, if they're still fucking paying for that shit must be expensive as fuck by them.
No, it won't.
I mean, come on, it's just random and funny that, you know, the fucking basement light's still on.
And the fact that you care so much about it.
Yeah, because I just now noticed it.
Maybe the skunk's down there.
Yeah, the skunk's in the basement. Turning on the light.
Yeah.
And what skunk do you know knows how to turn on a light?
That one. Pepe Le Pew.
I don't think Pepe Le Pew lives in my neighborhood.
You said you saw him earlier.
Yeah, except that skunk doesn't talk.
That you know of.
I hope it doesn't talk.
Are you Dr. Doolittle? Can you talk to the animals?
Last time I checked, no.
Well then, yeah, you'll never know if the skunk can talk.
Hey, I'm not Dr. Doolittle's daughter either.
Oh yeah, you're not Raven Simone? Who's a lesbian?
Yeah, she probably is a lesbian.
No, she is a lesbian.
She probably had sex with her mom in the fucking show.
What the fuck? She probably had sex with Chelsea.
Or her too. You know, Chelsea was dumb as a fucking stump.
Then it must have been easy.
Well, it was easy for her. When the fuck did Raven Simone become a lesbian?
A while ago. Well, when did the world know that she was a lesbian?
Probably not.
No. Is that what you're asking? When the world found out she was a lesbian? Because I'm pretty sure she knew she was a lesbian for a very long time.
Probably. Damn, she really is a lesbian. I just went to her Wikipedia and apparently,
her sexual orientation is hers and the person she's dating to know.
See, that you thought I was lying.
Yep. That's one sexy as lesbian, don't you?
Now, did you like her when she was bigger? Or do you like her now? She's skinny.
I mean, she looked good when she was bigger, too. You know, once she became legal. I don't think I even realized that Raven Simone was a Puerto Rican, the first Prince of Bel-Air.
I see.
Did you know that?
No.
But apparently she supported them for a little bit.
Oh yeah, and who was she?
She played Claudia in season 2, episode 21.
Who the fuck is Claudia?
Fuck if I know.
Exactly. That's why nobody knows.
Apparently, two girls were supposed to have a fucking TV show, but that never happened.
She did have a TV show.
Cheetah Girls were supposed to have a TV show to get themselves.
Did you say Cheetah Girls?
Yeah.
They had fucking movies. What the hell they had a TV show for?
I don't know, but apparently they were supposed to have a fucking TV show, but that never picked up.
Yeah, because nobody would watch that anyway.
I know, I wouldn't. Another one thing she does is Dad Run, which apparently, one episode.
Oh, that lasted long.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready for even more of what's coming on Thursday?
No.
Godfather.
Huh?
Godfather 1 and 2 will be on Thursday.
So? I don't care about the mafia.
But...
I don't think I ever really watched any of the Godfather movies.
I don't know if I should fucking like this person's status. I'm afraid of what she might give me.
Why? What's it for?
Like my status and I'll give you a band. Apparently her band was Kid Crusher. Does she like them? Yes.
That's not a band.
I know.
Go ahead, like it.
What the hell? Let's see what happens.
I like whenever people do that, like, to be honest and all that shit or whatever, I always like it, but then they never do it for me.
Yeah, that's true. They don't do that for me either.
So I think it's funny. That's why I always like stupid shit. I think the only person that's ever really done that was, like, Missa and Ali.
And of course, right after I like it, fucking Tammy Brown decides to like it.
God damn it, Tammy Brown.
Yeah, stop stalking me.
Yeah, she stopped commenting on the one status, or, yeah, status that I had up there one time. After I said, yeah, that's how I felt after I saw you naked, too. I forget what that was going on. And she just stopped talking. I guess nobody was supposed to know that I saw her naked. Whoops.
Oh, bud. Oh, and I didn't know with her. She fucking stopped poking me, which is good.
Yeah, dude, yeah. That's been over for a while.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Although, the other day, I did have a random poke by Echo Endless.
Ah, fuck?
I don't remember ever poking her, though. But it said, Echo Endless has poked you. I was like, what?
I don't know. That's just weird.
That's all right. That's all right, though.
I didn't think she was the type to poke people.
Yeah.
War paint. And once I get my fucking computer back up and running, I'm gonna end up downloading a couple of their tracks. Putting them up on the soundboard.
Oh yeah, are you aware that you missed House of Metal night?
Yeah. A fuck.
Who gives a fuck? That's the spirit.
I mean, come on, man. We play metal almost like every night, kind of.
I'm just saying. You always tend to do that, but no, you never do that.
That's okay. We have December coming up.
Yeah, we do. We also got January coming up, February.
Well, no, I mean the fact that, after we do the, Great Malenko Night.
Yeah, well, the final month, man, we're going to have to play two fucking Joker's chords.
Why is that?
Because we're only on the fourth one.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be on December.
Yeah, I think if we were smarter, we would have done both fucking versions of the Wraith in the same month.
So now, in February, we're going to have to do the Ringmaster and Carnival of Carnage.
Yeah, I didn't even realize that.
So we'll do it at the beginning of the month with the Ringmaster, and then Juggalo Day, we'll do the Carnival of Carnage.
Yeah, we can do it that way.
Because we can't do it at the end of the month because Juggalo Day would be over.
This is true. My question is, which version of Carnival Corners that we do, because I got like three versions on my computer.
What the fuck's the difference?
Different tracks.
Play the longer one.
Yeah. And of course, once after the Great Malenko Day, We jump right into Dimebag Darrell month.
What month's that?
December.
There you go.
It's
for the entire month. We play everything that has to do with Dimebag. That includes Pantera, Damage Plan, Rebel Meets Rebel. We'll be playing some Black Label Society. Hell yeah.
You still got all this shit on the soundboard?
No, but I'm hoping to have my computer fixed before then.
What the hell happened to it? Where'd all the damn songs go?
I think I ended up deleting a few stuff just so that way we can make room for more fucking tracks.
Oh.
We go on a trip. I got a piss.
All right, great.
Let's go with something random. Random.
Random dancing.
Oh, we go that too. Even though I said random picking.
Well, fuck you and your picking. Go take a piss.
Let's go with.
Yeah. Look. Pockets looking shaky like these bummy bitches. Makeup is room service. Bitch, the game requested it get. Wake up, see all I see is paper. Like my secretary says, look. So if this was your job, then I'm thinking you're about to get up. Pay cut. This is my lane. Don't fuck with rage. Fuck your anger. I swear they wanna talk this pretty young thing like us. They look. Cause I'm cute and I be killing games since back when it was Sega. I be repping Texas, but I'm so Cali like us. Like us. Yeah. Cocky when it comes to what I'm made of. Cause we ain't the same. And they don't want you from the waist up. You the cookie cutter type. And they call me the baker. And all I see is numbers, numbers, numbers. Like a killer. I kill them and collect them. Watch me murder glass cases. Swear you got to feel where the fuck I'm coming from. Like a chaser. Cause if she fuck with me, then not even the captain finna save her. These bitches thinking they beefing. Fuck around and get fed later. Small fry, but I turn you to mashed potatoes. I'm here to bring the flavor, just like a turkey baker. I could be the finisher that'll make you meet your maker. See, if you still sleeping, I'm awake and baking, shake ya. See, I be reppin' real women, so bitches seeming faker. Now they be tripping on me, but like MGK say, I'm lace up. Cause my style is permanent, and these bitches dry eraser. And all you April fools, I'll kill you off before May come. Yeah, I know guerrilla warfare if you wanna ape up. Chicks be thinking that they beat, well watch me tame up. Greetings earthling, hi, Asalama, like I'm. Cause I'm out of this world, this illegal alien is way up. I'm ahead of my time, but I like competing, so I've been waiting. Then I turn the lights on these roach bitches and I raid them. Bitches owe me royalties for jacking lyrics, so pay up. Cause most of you bitches in rap been knowing about me, but you wishing that I never came up.
And I be looking, 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 I don't see no difference. Cookie, 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 all these cookie cutter bitches. Fuck these bitches, fuck these bitches, fuck these bitches. Oh, cookie cutter bitches, bitches, bitches. And I be looking, looking, looking. I don't see no difference. Cookie, 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 all these cookie cutter bitches. Fuck these bitches, fuck these bitches, fuck these bitches. Oh, cookie cutter bitches.
And we're back.
Yay!
Yay! I think someone should stab the governor's other eye.
I'm sure Michonne will do that.
Yeah, she probably will.
And then what?
I don't know. I'll be blind.
Just cut his head off.
Yeah, there you go.
then keep his head in the fish tank.
Yes, that would be fucking perfect. Pitter patter, pitter patter.
What the fuck?
Hey, the cookies.
So you got a bunch of rain down there?
Yeah. Fucking sidewalk still wet. Along with the stuff.
Man, it's been fucking raining here all day.
That's been probably, it's probably been doing that same thing here. I don't know what time it fucking started. I was fucking asleep for the most part of it.
Started raining like at least 2 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know
and
what time it started.
And then it never stopped.
It's like, fuck you.
And now, right now, it's just like heavy winds outside and shit. It's still raining, though.
Okay, Pennywise, I'm tired of you just sitting there. I'm gonna delete. I'm just gonna fucking block your ass.
Pennywise, are we talking like the clown, the group?
Pennywise, the killer clown, who decided to add me to fucking Facebook.
Man, dude, how about your boy, Will whatever is trying to join the group again?
Fuck. Serious?
Yeah.
And then we block his ass.
I thought you did.
I did. I remember fucking banning him.
Well, he's back.
Yeah, he doesn't go away. He's worse than herpes.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? Fuck it. Gonna be in there, but the minute he starts fucking saying, hey, he wants more Skype, you boot him out.
Dude, as soon as you add him in there, he's gonna say that.
Well, then it'll give us a good reason to fucking ban him.
That's like a lot of groups. I always have an option of approving people. Like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
Like, I'm not an admin in there.
And I'm not either. But, I still end up getting that shit anyways.
Just like that damn group you added me to, that G-Spot bullshit. Like, what the fuck is that? Is that a sex line?
Probably.
Or is that just another chat line where people go and talk?
I think it's a sex line.
Be like, bitch, man, if I call your number, man, you better be talking some dirty shit or something. You know what I'm saying? Got the name like the G-Spot. Give me a hot sounding bitch on the phone or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And man, that's
call,
stupid.
I don't want to call in there and make friends.
You know, I love it when people fucking point out the obvious.
Oh, yeah? Who's pointing out the obvious now?
Okay, Sarah Renee. Nodus is Satan. I didn't want to yell it. But nah, this is how us niggas spell it.
Man, that bitch is always naked.
Yeah, fine by me.
I mean, she got a great ass, but I'm just saying, like, she's always naked.
Yeah. There ain't nothing wrong with that, though.
No. And on top of that, she got to meet Alexis Texas and shit like it. I'm like, what the fuck? Lucky, lucky
yeah.
Son of a bitch. And they all feeling on each other's asses.
Probably the only thing about her is got some small ass titties, but that's about it. Oh, now she's got a nice fucking fat ass.
Yeah, well, you can't have everything.
Nope. I love idiot people. Fucking the dude Lotus Typhoon Nation goes, I know that because mainstream and hip hop, not hip hop nowadays.
That's another party liner guy.
He goes, but Lynch started that style before Eshram came up and out with the style of or wicked shit. So apparently, Tone fucking started all this shit.
Who did?
Brother Lynch Hung.
Brother Lynch Hung. Yeah. That guy is only alright.
The fact that somebody just thinks that fucking Brother Trunk came before fucking Isham is just kind of funny.
I don't know, man. People were dumb.
Yeah. This dude's definitely dumb.
I thought it was funny earlier, that one bitch always posted in that old Juggalos chat, posted up, guess who's 18? And I commented, nobody in this group. Or nobody on this page. And on top of that, why does that page have a 15-year-old... fucking help running it.
I don't know.
And then they get angry whenever dudes are hitting on her.
Yeah. You don't need a fucking 15 year old to run your shit.
I told Shelby earlier that the only time anybody should be using the word thirsty is when they need a drink.
I'm a this entire fucking status that she posted is went to all hell.
What status is that?
About the whole Nodus is Satan fucking status that she posted.
I can't even believe you're reading that.
I don't know why I'm reading. Yeah, good point. I don't know why I'm reading this entire fucking thing.
I guess you really were enjoying that.
I guess so.
I start reading somebody's status and I get bored after like First line.
Oh, for Victoria's posting some retarded bullshit.
I'm not going to bother anymore. You get what you give. That is all.
Shut up and get naked.
Yeah. Show them fucking titties.
Yeah.
And this bitch ass is retarded. She fucking posts up.
First daughter. Dad, I'm a lesbian.
Dad responds, oh, okay. Second daughter. I'm a lesbian too. Dad goes, Jesus Christ, does anyone in this family love dicks? Son replies with, I do.
Fag.
Yep. What are those fucking Spanish bitches on my page?
That was like some random old guy walking in Target, man, looking at something. He's like, I guess his wife must have said, who owns that or something? He was like, a rich faggot or something. What the fuck? All I heard was him say rich faggot. I don't know why he said it though, but it was real loud. I was like, what the fuck? It's random as fuck.
Bud, this is funny.
It was, because it's just like boom, out of nowhere. The fuck was that?
Was what?
The fuck was that noise?
Oh, that was, what the hell was his name? Morgan talking.
Who?
Morgan, you know, from, you know, Walking Dead. Oh, yeah, that's right. You didn't see the very first episode.
No, but I saw him later on in the, whatever season that was.
Three, episode 12.
Well, excuse me, I don't know the exact episode. Mr. Wikipedia.
Yes. With cookies.
Are you gonna ban me for life because I didn't know what episode it was? Huh? Am I not a juggalo?
Oh fuck.
No,
but and they just made Facebook even more retarded because now the fucking words start fucking moving up and down before it fucking refreshes itself. It adds more nonsense to the news feed.
What kind of drugs are you on?
I like the WWE decided to post up something old that we don't even care about anymore.
Oh, yeah, and what's that?
Watch superstars like Triple H and Ultimate Warrior pushing themselves to the limit in arm wrestling matches, bench press contests, and other grueling tests of strength.
No.
And I remember that one. That's the fucking one with like Blake and Great Khali having an arm wrestling match. Oh, okay. Fuck you too, Avery. I'm going to go fucking click play. I brought me to Raw Country. Raw Goes Country in Nashville. Watching Cat Williams.
I was trying to say niggas ain't scared of rope. What the hell is that one special that he had?
I don't remember.
The fuck was the name of that one? That shit was hilarious.
Napoleon. Cat Williams live, let a play a play.
No.
The Pimp Chronicles Part 1.
Possibly.
Cat Williams presents Cat House.
No, I've never seen that.
Pimpadelic.
Don't think I've seen that either.
Nine Lives.
Jeez, man. I think it was the first one. He said the Pimp Chronicles.
Okay. Well, I mean, possibly couldn't have been Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and Dumber. That was a good movie.
Yeah. He was in there.
Don't remember him being in there.
Well, it's Dumb and Dumber when Harry met Lloyd, and he played the neighbor.
What, is that like a newer version of that movie?
It came out like in 2003. Fuck, apparently, Cat Williams lost a kid to his nanny.
Lost a kid to his nanny?
Yeah.
Alright.
Williams currently lives in. I am not. The fuck out of here. And he is the father of 8, including 1 biological son, from a former. And 7 adopted kids. He moved with children in 2008 and set up temporary residence at in-house Watch Hong. A former nanny recently won custody of one of his children, an 8-year-old girl, after Williams failed to make a court appearance. Williams filed a claim that the following month that the nanny was a shameless fraud and won back the custody of the kid.
Oh. Boy, hey, girl.
I'm trying to go have me some sweet juice.
What?
I'm trying to go have some.
Dude, what the fuck is Saved by the Bell doing on E?
Fuck if I know.
Because at 7 a.m., Saved by the Bell is going to be on E.
Ah. You don't find it entertaining?
I don't understand why it's on E, though. It's never been on E.
True. Then again, I think I've seen it on BET one time before.
BET? The fuck? That is not a black show.
Yeah, and there's no black people in it. Well, except for Lisa.
Like a couple, maybe.
Hey, by the bell. I want to see what all channels it was a port of.
No. Let's not. Go take your sleep juice and fall asleep.
NBC.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yes.
NBC Rebirth. Tell me other channels. Oh, well. Tell me about some Sleep Juice.
Yay, Sleep Juice.
Peace.
Bye.